It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Eric Semmel. I don't know if anyone's called Eric Wild Thing. I don't know what he was like in college.
I'm a square, Brian. Yeah. I'm a square. Come on, I can't help it.
If the stereotype fits. Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. You know, plumbing things going on, so I couldn't be in studio today.
All right. Well, it's like if there's a chance for you to roll your camera and you can't do it, there must be some reason for it. Eric Semmel from Tab Computers, of course, Computer Talk with Tab. Every Saturday morning here on WTIC, 9 to 11, and we have Tech Tuesdays now where we talk about a whole bunch of different things, and Eric's always in the tech news and he pulls out some of the more interesting stuff for us to talk about. You don't mind if I go out of order sometimes, and I wanted to start with ESPN.
I knew you would.
Because, no, but we go through this thing all the time. Like, we did this with my son in the golf over the weekend. You know, how do we watch it? He's like, we can. I was like, I think we can. How do we do that? And then we figure it out. And eventually you either figure out if you can or you can't. But what is ESPN doing to help solve that problem?
Well, it's actually a big problem. I mean, I like watching sports, but you can't find it anymore. And there's no more TV guide. And so the folks over in ESPN are going to actually put all the schedules together so that you can find, you know, where your game is being played and what media source is being played. Now, they're not going to tell you which Reddit thread you're going to have to go on to try to find it if you don't subscribe to the source. But they're actually going to put together that, detailing more than 250 media sources, which is pretty cool. And again, it's just TV Guide now coming out of ESPN, which
is
great.
So it's not just for their own properties. They'll do it for anything.
Right.
Okay, that's important. So that's kind of cool of them.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, you're going to go to ESPN for that information. It's brilliant. It's about time because it's so hard to find this stuff half the time. You know, where's UConn playing? You know, what's going on? How do I find the women? Where are they? They used to be on public television. You could reliably remember that, but now you can't. Yeah. You don't know where anybody is anymore.
Yeah, I like it. It's a good idea. Also,
it is a good idea.
I want you to explain this Columbus, Ohio story because they're basically, I can't figure out who's in the right.
Yeah, right. Well, the Columbus, Ohio story is extremely chilling and scary to people in the IT world as far as what the quote-unquote officials in Columbus, Ohio are doing. On July 29th, Columbus, Ohio said they thwarted an attempt of a foreign cyber threat attacker to disrupt the city's IT infrastructure. They basically, I guess, stopped a ransomware attack. But, of course, the bad guys exfiltrated all sorts of city data. But of course, the city didn't tell anybody that. What was happening was the fire departments and police departments folks whose data was exfiltrated are starting to see issues of identity theft, right? They're actually, you know, having people trying to make transactions on their accounts. And they were complaining about this. And on August 13th, the city comes out, the mayor himself comes out and says, oh, you know, any of the stolen data during the ransomware attack was corrupted or likely unusable. Now, here's where it gets, frankly, dystopian, as far as I'm concerned. A cybersecurity researcher said, no, this is good. This is real data. I can show you. And basically he went to the dark web, by the way, not against the law, and found the data rather easily as a cybersecurity researcher, and went back to the news and said, hey, this guy's lying. The data is right out there. And of course, it gets even creepier in that the city then says, well, we're going to sue you for bringing this up and showing this data. Pretty chilling.
So the guy is totally in the right. They have no right to sue him. They're saying they're suing him because he had no right to give out that information.
Correct. He had. They're trying to make some sort of twisted legal argument. And I'm not a lawyer, and those guys can do whatever they want to do, right? And they're saying, look, you know, this guy shouldn't have accessed the dark web to look at this data, and by doing so, he's breaking the law. He's not, by the way, from what I understand and what I've researched. And of course, without cybersecurity researchers and governments, who needs governments like this? Who needs officials like this? Of course, the unions are suing the town, the city of Columbus for with this breach, as well they should. But the rest of us should sit back and just ask ourselves, man, oh man, who needs friends like this if this is your government?
Well, it drives me nuts when they say, you know, all is fine, all is okay, and most of the time we're just morons and believe it.
Correct. And the thing about cybersecurity researchers is so much, you know, again, people don't understand how all this works, and they're kind of hoping that they'll say this type of stuff and people will go away. But they get called out on right now, this is the legacy media that did it. If the legacy media wants to play ball, where else would you call it out? You'd call it out on places like X that wouldn't get blocked, and it would get out there, and then the mayor still would try to sue this guy. This is really kind of dystopian and scary, and it just makes me, you know, makes me worried for our future if this is what's going on. I know it sounds kind of silly that it's just a cybersecurity attack, but when your government officials act this way,
You would think that the suit would get tossed. I mean, well, I'd love to know what the follow-up is. Really quickly, we only got a minute or so. You know, at first, when I see police and AI to do reports, I'm like, well. But then again, who likes to do reports? And every cop show, you're like, hey, you owe me the report on that case from last week. And the truth is they get overrun with reports. Now, if you can plug it into generative AI, at least they can give you a rough draft, I guess.
Well, right. It'll actually take, so if you've got your camera on and you've had the camera take all the video and listen to what happened during the actual traffic stop or some sort of minor incident, right? The AI then can take and ingest that information so that we can have police on the streets doing their job rather than having to write reports about, you know, pulling over some ding-a-ling with a broken taillight, which is good that they do. I'm not saying that's anything, but we don't want them to waste their time writing a report about that. And they're testing some AI on this. Axon AI is trying to come up with some way to do this for the police, save them the time, and now we got our cops back on the streets. This again is still kind of new. We'll see how it works. But imagine cutting report writing down by 30-45 minutes per cop. I mean, that's a lot of a lot of policing they could do.
As long as they look at them before they submit them. Like, I'm fine. No, but I'm saying, like, I can see the issue where they just throw it in and it becomes on of record. And what if there are some interpretive inaccuracies? And I mean, it's a good time saver as long as they edit their material.
I think they would, but I agree with you.
Yep. Eric, good stuff. Hope to see you next week.
Yeah, I will. See you later, Brian. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.